Now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. Roger Maris in right, Mickey Mantle in center, Dale Long at first again tonight, John Blanchard catching, McDougal at second, Richardson at third, and Duren pitching. The Washington order will be given to you by now, and here he is with Tony Kubek and the first pitch.
The pitch is swung on and fouled back, strike one. Bob Stewart is umpiring back to the plate. Charlie Berry at first base, Larry Knapp at second, Frank Newmont at third. Victoria moves way on the grass. Don Lee to the windup delivers, and the pitch is fouled to the left of the plate, out of play in the stand. A two-strike count. Nothing in two. No balls, two strikes. Nothing in two, the count now. And the pitch. Swung on, a ground ball hits the first. Gillibrand up with it. Steps on first base. And Kubek is retired. Gillibrand, unassisted. Hector Lopez steps in, batting 286. Don Lee is making his 41st appearance for Washington. He's both as a reliever and starter. So he has been a starter primarily since July 30th. Here's the pitch, and it's outside for a ball. He's won eight games and lost six. The son of the former White Sox and Cleveland pitcher, Thornton Lee. The delivery swung on and fouled back to the screen. Lee is 1-3 against New York. One ball, one strike. A 1-1 count on Hector Lopez. Now the pitch. Swung on. A roller hits the third. Victoria has it near the bag. Throws on the first in time. Lopez rounds out. Third to first, Victoria to Killebrew. Here's Roger Maris, batting 280. Two down. First to the first. The Yankees have won 10 in a row. And 17 out of their last 21. Don Lee swings for the windup. Around comes the right arm. The pitch is a curveball. It's over. Strike one. Lee is charged with a loss back on September 20th against the Yankees in the next inning game when the error allowed the winning run to come in. Pitch is swung on and fouled back out of play. Nothing in two to count on Roger Maris. Don Lee, 6'4", 200 pounder. 26 years old, from Phoenix, Arizona. It'll be interesting tonight to see what Ryan Duren might be able to do in the role of a starter, in case he wants to get in some work. See if he can shape up as a possible competitor in the World Series starting 1 week from tomorrow. The next pitch is hit the bat handle and skips back to the plate. I couldn't tell whether it was inside or hit the bat. Hit the mitt or hit the bat. John Lee to the windup. Here's the pitch, and it's low and inside. Jim Lemon in left, Lenny Green in center, Faye Thronberry in right, Reno Petroia third, Zorro Bersali short, Johnny Shivey second, Harmon Killeby first, and Earl Batty doing catching. Don Lee's pitch to Maris is outside and high. Two away. First half of the first inning. Now Lee is ready, and the pitch is outside for ball four. Maris draws a walk. Here's Mickey Mantle, batting 276. Score, it's the first half of the first. Lee ready. The pitch is high, ball one. Bay Long on deck. The right hander to the stretch. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike one and one. A 1-1 count. Don Lee to the stretch, and the pitch fell the inside corner for a strike. 1-2 the count. One ball, two strikes, two away. Maris on first half of the first inning. Don Lee into the stretch. And the pitch. Swung on and lifted foul off to the left of the plate and out of play into the stands. Count remains 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Two outs. Lee checks with Earl Batty. He's into the stretch now. And the pitch. Curve is grounded. Backhanded beautifully by Killeby. Throws to the pitcher, covering in time. And Mantle is out at first. As Killeby breaking over to his right, backhanded the ball to take a base hit away from Mantle. On the help of the pitcher, gets him at first. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. At the end of the first half, the first inning, New York nothing. Washington coming to bat.
Hey, did you ever stop to think about the little things that add up to having a good day? Things like a bright, sunny morning, hot coffee, toast, done just the way you like it. And when you hop in your car and you want the engine to start right up, to idle smoothly, to give good performance while you're on the go. Well, many times it's the little things that keep an engine running at its best, like a clean carburetor. Today's Atlantic Imperial gasoline is especially designed to clean your carburetor as you drive, and to keep it clean. A clean carburetor means smoother performance and greater gasoline economy. Make every day a good day. Start off with Atlantic Imperial gasoline to keep your car on the go.
Van Buren has made 39 previous appearances. This is his 40th. His first start of this season. He started in 1958 in September, right after the Yankees had clinched the pennant, worked five scoreless innings against Detroit. Reno Petoria at bat. The first pitch is low for the ball. Ryan, in 39 games, has an earned run average of 4.60, giving up 22 earned runs. The 1-0 pitch to Petoria. It's low and inside, ball two. Ryan has struck out 58 and walked 40. As contrasted with his last two seasons with the Yankees, when in 44 appearances in 58, he had an earned run average of 2.01, just about two runs per game. Struck out 87, walked only 43. The 2-0 pitch hits low, ball three. Last year, he had an earned run average of 1.87. Struck out 96, walked 43. In 77 innings. So he had two seasons there, almost the same. This year, he's had trouble with his control. The 3-0 pitch is in there for a strike. 3-1. More than ever, he's had trouble with his control. Walked 43. The same number that he walked all each of the last two seasons. The 3-1 delivery. It's in there, strike two, pops it down the middle, full count. He struck out 58 in the 43 innings he's worked. About 35 innings less than he's worked each of the previous two seasons. The payoff pitch. It's in there, strike three. It kicks the bat as he tried to check it. Kicks the bat, and Johnny Blanchard held on to it. Reno Petoria strikes out. Now coming up is Lenny Green. Lenny Green batting 300, 96 for 320. With the windup fan, the pitch, the left hand batter. It's in there, strike one. It was in 1958 that Ryan appeared in the World Series. He worked in three games, pitching a total of 9 1/3 innings. He's credited with one win and charged with one loss in that series, which the Yankees made the remarkable comeback after being down in games 3-1 to win the world title from Milwaukee. The one strike pitch, swung on and missed. Strike two. It was a blur. It went by. No balls, two strikes. Ryan suffered an injury late last season. And the crowd rushing onto the field as he came out of the bullpen and go to the dugout, bumped him and he fell and fractured his wrist. No balls, two strikes. The windup and the pitch is low and inside. One and two. One ball, two strikes. Jim Coaster is delighted to say he joined the team. A 1-2 count now on Lenny Green. And the 1-2 pitch is a little bit inside. 2-2 the count. Lopez in left, Mantle in center, Maris in right, Richardson third, Kubek short, McDougal second, Long first, Blanchard catching. A 2-2 count on Lenny Green. Buren goes to the windup. Here's the pitch, and it's low inside for ball three. 3-2. Two strikes. Buren goes to the windup, and the 3-2 pitch is swung on its miss. Strike three. How did that one by? That had the old mustard on it. Now the batter is Harmon Killebrew, batting 283. No score. It's the last of the first. The 21st meeting between these clubs, they've each now won 10. Kind of each had a 10-7 edge on New York. 10 and 10 now. Buren goes to the windup and the pitch to Killebrew. It's low for a ball. The Yankees have the season series edge on all rivals except Washington. They would have to win tonight and tomorrow to do that. Even break would square the season series. The 1-0 pitch now to Killebrew. Ball two, a little outside, 2-0. You can hear that one popping the big miss. Two balls, no strikes. And the 2-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one, 2-1. McDougal looking over at Richardson and Kubek. They're all laughing and grinning. In this sense, I don't know what Brian's going to do, but he has been throwing some bullets in there. A guy like Phillip, whoever claims where the ball is, set a new world record. Two balls, one strike. Now the windup and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two count. Buren looks and gets the sign from Blanchard. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The windup, around comes the right arm. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on, it missed. Strike three, and Buren strikes out the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. That's the end of the first inning. New York, nothing. And Washington, nothing. Elsewhere today, with second place at stake, the Baltimore Orioles slaughtered the Boston Red Sox 17-3. 17 runs, 18 hits, no errors. The 3 runs, 13 hits, and 3 errors. Kenny Brown, the winner. Jones, the lead in the 8th. Ike DeLock, the loser, early in the 2nd. Sturdivant in the 6th, and Castillo in the 8th. Home runs, Brandt one on, Adair, Hanson one on. Healy hit one for Boston. Tonight, Detroit is Chicago, Cleveland is Kansas City. While in the National League, Cincinnati at Pittsburgh will find Turkey against Cheney. Milwaukee at Philadelphia, Jay and Robert. Chicago is at San Francisco, St. Louis at Los Angeles. In the first half of the second inning, Dale Long will lead off for New York, Johnny Blanchard on deck, and Gil McDougal to follow. Dale Long with 13-32 for New York, batting 406. Dale Long, a former Pirate, will be facing his teammate in the World Series, former teammate. Here's the pitch, curveball outside. While Bill Burton, who once belonged to the Yankees, and traded to the Cardinals, and then from the Cardinals to the Pirates, will be facing his one-time organization. Here's a pitch, swung on and fouled back out of play. 1-1. Louis Arroyo also was with the Pirates for a brief time. And Hal Smith of the Pirates also belonged to the Yankees, so it's one of those things. Here's a pitch that's in there for a strike. Curveball. Boys do get around. One ball, two strikes. Don Lee's delivery outside the ball. 2-2. Long would be less dangerous in this part because he reached left center. Here's the pitch, and it's inside the letters. Ball three. Left center is a good home run target here. And while he's a left-handed hitter and can pull the ball, he also has power to left center. Here's the payoff pitch on its way. Swung on, lined over third down the left field line as the fair ball going into the corner. Long around first, heads for two. And the ball is touched by a fan out there. And Long is cleared to go to ground the double. Dale Long hits down the left field line instead of left center. And got himself a double. His third double. He has had 14 hits with the Yankees. And six of them have been for extra bases. Three doubles, one triple, and two homers. Johnny Branch it up. Batting 250. Swing fouls it back onto the screen. Strike one, nothing in one. The Washington Senators are a game and a half back of Cleveland in the battle for fourth place. No balls, one strike. Score, second inning. Dale Long leads off second base. Don Lee to the stretch. The pitch swung on. There's the drive to deep right field. That ball is going way back, and it is up against the scoreboard. Dale Long now breaks the third. There's Blanchard around second on his way to third. The relay in, and Blanchard goes into third with a stand-up triple. The ball hits him on the back, bounces away from Bertaglia, and Blanchard goes on in to score. The relay in. It planted right back on the back and bounced on by Bertaglia and went into the stand. So Blanchard gets himself a triple. And there's an error on the relay in. Thornberry to Versalas to Bertaglia. And there'll be an error charged to Versalas. It is 2-0 New York. Blanchard blocked a triple off the right center field scoreboard. Getting his first triple of the season, 14 runs batted in. And now the batter, Gil McDougal, takes a six. It's in there for a strike. The relay came in to Shivey instead of Rosales. Shivey starts with the error on the throw to third. Now the delivery. Swung on, hits dropping short. Rosales up with it, throws on to first base, and McDougal is retired. Gill, who is hitting 262, grounds out short to first. Bobby Richardson, hitting 252 at bat, and the pitch is in there for a strike. Nothing in one, 2-0 New York. The pitch. Then strike two. That ball Blanchard hit. Would have been a home run in the right center field bleachers at Yankee Stadium. Now the delivery. Outside for a ball, 1-2. Got about a 40-foot high fence here. One ball, two strikes. The delivery to Bobby. Third ball outside. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2 delivery to Bobby. Swung on and fouled to the right of the plate on the ground. Count remains 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. was going on and grounded foul down the third base line. A 2-2 count. Don Lee all set. And the pitch swung on and fouled back behind the plate out of play. Two strikes, one away. Here's the pitch. Curveball inside. 3-2 count. A payoff pitch to Bobby Richardson. Swung on, grounded slowly to short, charged by the shortstop. One hand to pitch the first in time on a tremendous play by Versalles. He came racing in at top speed from deep short, took the ball up on the infield grass, and fired off balance to get Richardson. He can move pretty rapidly himself. Two down, and here's Ryan Guerin. Is nothing for five. Don Lee's pitch is in there, strike one. 2-0 New York, first half of the second. The one strike pitch is in there, strike two, nothing in two. Ryan looking over the pitching a little. And the next pitch is high, ball one. He overlooked that. A 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on it, missed. Strike three. He had his cut, and the side's retired. Two runs, two hits, one error, and no one left on. At the end of an inning and a half, New York 2, Washington nothing.
And now back to the ball game.
But first, a reminder that ball is coming to you over Quality Modern, WOKO 1460 on your radio dial in Albany, New York. WOKO time 29 minutes before 9 o'clock.
The last half of the second inning. 2-0 New York. Jim Lemon leads off. Dave Thornberry on deck and Earl Batty to follow. Jim Lemon, who's in the running for the home run title, with Manor Merritt, and he'll be playing with that fence. He has 38. Manor 38, Merritt 39. Guerin delivery, in there, strike one. Nothing in one. Fastball is a little high. Almost there in cutting edge. One and one to count. Jim had 33 homers last year. Batted 279. That's 100 runs batted in. He got 100 last year. Hitting 267 this season. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. A 1-2 count. Two strikes. three pitch. Swing on a miss. Strike three. Jim Lemon strikes out. And Buren got that bread and butter pitch over that time. That's a pitch that singles into a right hand hitter up around the letters. It's been a while, that pitch, a lot this season. Four batters, four strikeouts. Here's Faye Thornberry, batting 250. Buren with a windup and the pitch. Hit the ball a little high. Dupuy and Bill Burwell scouting the Yankees for the Pirates. 4-0 delivery to left hand hitter. Thornberry pitch high and away, ball 2. 2-0. Two balls, no strike. The 2-0 delivery. And it's over. Strike one. Win one. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 pitch. It's over. Strike two. Strike two. And good buzz in the fifth. Two balls, two strikes. He threw the count on Faye Thornberry. Buren to the windup and the pitch. Swing on it, Nick. Strike three. So he fired that ball by him. Whoop! This looks like the old line doing. Five men, five strikeouts. Earl Batty steps up. Hitting 272. He's picking out of the ghettos. The holler old Yankee dugout. Get him out of there. Hey, he's taking over to Casey. Get him out of there. Grab his ghost. Take him out. Unfair to the batters. Doing with the windup, the pitch is high, ball one. That's a very, very high. One ball, no strike. Doing just tied a record. Most consecutive strikeouts at the start of the game. American League record, 5. Here's the pitch. Hung on and missed, strike one. The Major League record is 9, but that's an old record going back to 1894. At 9, but the modern record, Walter Johnson in 1912. And Lefty Gomez with the Yankees 1937. So I got the first five men they face. Tied by Buren here. The 1-1 pitch swung on and a ground ball hits the short. Kubek up there. Throws over the first in time. The side's retired. And the crowd cheered as Sandy got hold of the ball. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Ryan, who walked off the field, probably didn't realize how close he came to establishing a record. At the end of an inning and a half, I checked that, at the end of two innings, the Yankees 2, the Senators, nothing.
So, with uneven performance in gasoline rates, beating a dirty carburetor and getting you down, use new Atlantic Imperial. The gasoline that cleans your carburetor and keeps it clean.
Walter Johnson, the 1912 for Washington, Lefty Gomez for the Yankees in 1937. Dazzy Vance for the Dodgers in 1926. Now, Tony Kubek up. Takes the ball. They all struck out five. And now Ryan Boone gets his name in the record book. In company with Walter Johnson, Rusty Gomez, and Dazzy Vance. Mr. Kubek is swung on and fouled off out of play. Kubek didn't have a pipeline about him telling him to wear back and put your name and have a new record, you know. Here's the pitch from Don Lee, and it's high for a ball. Two balls, one strike. And the 2-1 pitch swung on and fouled back out of play. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 3-0 New York, third inning. And the 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled back out of play. Don Lee delivers. And the thing there is called strike three. Kubek is called out on strike. Second strikeout victim, the Washington pitcher. And here's Hector Lopez, who grounded out to third in the first inning, batting 285. 2-0 New York, it's the first of the third. Here's the pitch. In there for a strike. The pitch is swung on and hits down the third baseline. Foul. Just foul. Nothing to do. Frank Dumont had to jump to get away from that ball. No balls, two strikes. Ball outside, just away from Batty. A 1-2 count on Hector Lopez. Whitey Ford will tune up tomorrow night. Then Friday night at Yankee Stadium and the Boston Red Sox come in to wind up the season. Art Dittmar. Here's the pitch. Underhand pitches outside. 2-2. Bob Curley Saturday afternoon, Ralph Perry on Sunday. Ted Giddings in his farewell appearances at Yankee Stadium Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. The 2-2 pitch, Lopez looks a high foul that has played out of play. Two strikes. Now the pitch swung on to high foul down the right field line out of play. New York 2, Washington nothing. It's the third inning. Don Lee delivers. Lopez fouls another one off. This one ended up the deck behind the plate. And then the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and lined it short. 30 out. Lopez lines out to Marsalis. A two down, up comes Rod Damaris, who drew a walk in the first inning. Rod batting 280. For a ball. One ball, no strike. 1-0 pitch. Going on and pop foul of it up to the plate. McCoy comes over and can't get it. One the count. The ball is in behind us. We can't see what's happening, but judging by the crowd reaction, something weird. The 1-1 pitch swung on, line to second. Right up, Driver, for the out. Drives retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And at the end of 2.5 innings, it's still New York 2, Washington, nothing.
Are you really satisfied with the way your car has been acting lately? Maybe it's nothing you can actually put your finger on. More frequent stalling, perhaps. Or rough idling. Less miles per gallon. Now, your trouble could be a dirty carburetor. Something that can happen to any car, even a relatively new one. You see, exhaust fumes and other air contaminants get by your air cleaner and build up deposits on the carburetor wall near the throttle plate. Even a small amount of these deposits can cause the throttle plate to create an improper mixture of air and gasoline to your engine. And the result is rough performance and actual gasoline waste. But now you can eliminate the problems caused by a dirty carburetor with new Atlantic Imperial gasoline. Atlantic Imperial actually cleans your carburetor as you drive and keeps it clean. So to end stalling, rough idling, and gasoline waste due to a dirty carburetor, use Atlantic Imperial, the gasoline that adds pleasure to your driving and keeps your car on the go.
273, that's 3 for 11. Right hand batter. Ryan Guerin, making his second start for the Yankees, born in 1958 after a pennant clinch in September. Goes to the windup, around comes the right arm, the pitch, swung on and fouled back to first, into the stand, strike one. No balls, one strike. Strike six. Fastball cut on and fouled back to the screen. Strike two. Nothing in two. A two strike six. Phil's not with us tonight. He'll be back on Friday night at Yankee Stadium. A two strike count on John Shivey. He's buying a plate now. Bending at the knees. Into the windup. And the pitch. Swung on. There's a fly ball down the right field line and dropping foul. The count remains two strikes. Nothing in two to count on Saturday. To the windup and the pitch. Swung on, line foul down the right field line. Jarvis guarding at plate. Just poking at the ball instead of swinging hard. Nothing, 2-2 the count on Johnny Shidey. During the windup, Amatich swung on. He misses it, but Soto drags it inside. He reaches first base. It's the strikeout with the runner reaching first. The ball got away from Blanchard. Now coming up to Joel Vitale. Out on a pass ball. Joel Vitale coming up. Right hand batter. And the pitch. That ball gets away from Blanchard and they got him set. Friday's spike got hung up. They throw down to Dale Long, he tagged Saturday out, but John tried to stop right quick. He started a second. He saw that Blanchard grabbed the ball, and his spike caught his body twisted around, and I'm afraid he's seriously hurt. He just couldn't get on track, and he's lying there now on the base pass. There was stretchers coming out now. The Yankees going through the play in a sort of a half-hearted kind of way. I mean, he's lying there. Had to go through the play, but what happened, he started to break towards second and he saw the ball pop out of the middle of Blanchard. And then when John recovered quickly, he thought to stop and go back, but the spike got caught and the body swung around. The foot didn't move, and I'm afraid he might have suffered a severe sprain or fracture. I hope, of course, it isn't a fracture. They're taking him off the field now on a stretcher. Right knee. Boy, it's been some bread and butter.
Hey, Ellis! Ellis!
Ellis pointed his knee. Ellis Curry, coaching at third. And when we get a report, we'll pass it on to you. Friday is out, Blanchard. For long. Now they pitch to Vitale, and it's outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Billy Consolo going down the bullpen to loosen up. Nothing count. Jordan goes to the windup and the pitch. Didn't there, strike one, two and one. Joel Vitale. Shortstop at bat. A high pop-up in the very short right, and Beagle backs up from second. Maris right behind him, but Gill's under it, makes the catch. Two down from third, 2-0 New York, and the batter will be Don Lee, 5-31. Washington nothing. It's the last of the third. Ryan Duren into the windup, and the pitch is swung on and popped up into the air around the mound. Bobby Richardson moves in under it. Now Bobby moves with it and makes the catch.
He had stopped and looked in at Blanchard. Blanchard looked at him, and Blanchard nowhere near the ball. Then Bobby started again and caught it. And the basket set. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on. That's the end of three innings of play. In New York, two runs, the game's only two hits. No errors, one left on, the Senators one error. As you just tuned in, long doubled in the second, scored on Blanchard's triple, and when the relay in the third, hit Blanchard on the back and bounded away, he scored. Duren tied a record by striking out the first five men, equaling a record held by Wally Johnson, Lefty Gomez, and Dazzy Vance, most strikeouts starting a game. As we get ready now to move into the fourth inning, Mickey Mantle, Bill Long, and Johnny Blanchard will be coming up. I'd like to take a moment to remind you that the Red Sox will be at the stadium Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon. I know you want to come out to bid farewell to Ted Wiggins, an all-time great, and his last appearance as an active player, according to Tom Yawkey, the owner of the Red Sox. And the Yankee fans will want to come out and salute the new American League champions. Mantle grounded the first in the first inning. Lee six, swung on and fouled back, strike one. Even up in New York, fourth inning. Lee's next pitch, swung on and missed, strike two, nothing in two. No ball, two strikes. In there, called strike three. That's the inside corner. One away. Up comes Bale Long. He doubled left in the second inning. Up in New York, first of the fourth. They pitched along, curveball over, strike one. A one strike pitch, swung on and bounced foul down the first baseline. Two strikes. Up in New York, first of the fourth. The 1-2 delivered long, almost hit him. He backed him up, 2-2. He kind of looked into the ball away from him and got one in on him. The 2-2 pitch. Things up is in there nicely. Called strike three. Caught him with a let up curve. Two away. Don Lee coming up with another strikeout. Four altogether. Here's John Blanchard, who rocked the triple off the scoreboard in right center in the second inning. Lee six. Fastball over, strike one. 2-0 New York in the fourth inning. And the next pitch. Then there, third ball, strike two, and Lee picking up. They're doing that off. Only going a little different way. More breaking stuff. Stays on fastball. Not as fast as Ryan, but quick. And the two strike pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three, and he strikes out for five.
No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of 3.5 innings, New York 2, Washington nothing. Last half of the fourth inning. Reno Victoria leading off, and then Gray on deck, and Harmon Killebrew to follow. Jim Sassoni's down the center in place of Mickey Mantle. Ryan Duren getting ready to pitch. Up and the delivery swung on, and it's lined out over second in the center for the first hit off here. So Tony throws the ball back in to second base. Reno Victoria singled off Duren for the Senators' first hit. Here's Lane Green, a strikeout victim in the first inning. Batting 299. Into the stretch and the pitch. It's high for a ball. One ball, no strike. Ryan checks now at Blanchard. Victoria leads away from first. Here's the pitch. Swung on and popped foul behind the plate, and the ball is out of play. 1-1 the count now. One ball, one strike. Duren's delivery. Swung on line out into center, and Sassoni grabs it for the out. Goes back in to Kubek as Victoria takes the first. Green lines to center. Now here's Harmon Killebrew. Hitting 382. Duren was real strong the first seven batters. First six batters, I put it that way. Ryan needs set. Victoria leading away from first. The pitch to Killebrew. Silver, strike one. Nothing in one. Harmon Killebrew at bat and Jim Lemon on deck. 2-0 in favor of New York. It's the last of the fourth. Into the stretch, Victoria leading away from first, and the pitch swung on and missed. He went for a high one. Two strike count on Killebrew. Two strikes. You're all set, and the pitch is swung on it. Missed. Strike three. Killebrew strikes out. Seven strikes out to Duren. And up comes Jim Lemon. Batting 266. Two away. Reno Victoria on first base. time. Victoria moving off first. The stretch by the right-hander. Looks over to the runner. Here's the pitch to the plate. Swung on and hit sharply by second in the right field for a base hit. There's the runner starting the third, and he gets back into second. Victoria rounded second, stumbled a bit. Barry put up the stop sign, and Victoria stopped. The throw is cut off by Kubek, that flipped back to McDougal, but Victoria returned to second safely. Jim Lemon hit a slider past second to right field for a base hit. That means the opposite field. Now here is Faye Thornberry, struck out in the second inning. Eli Gerba begins to warm up. Victoria on second, and Lemon on first. It's two away in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch, the left-hand batter, and it's the ball outside. Faye Thornberry up, Earl Batty on deck. One ball, no strike. Victoria moves off second, Lemon off first. The pitch to Thornberry. Swung on and missed. Track one, 1-1. A 1-1 count. Stretch, runners lead away. The pitch is high for a ball. A 2-1 count on Thornberry. Yankees leading 2-0. It's the last of the fourth. Reno Victoria on second, getting the first hit off Duren in the game, and Jim Lemon, who got the second hit, on first base. Ready for the 2-1 pitch now to the left-hander hitting Faye Thornberry. Here it is, and it is. He picked it. He almost swung. Ball three. Just laid off. 3-1. Earl Batty on deck. Three balls, one strike. Lead away from first and second, two away. And the 3-1 pitch. It's low for ball four, and the bases are loaded. Thornberry draws the walk. That's the first issue by Duren. Leading Victoria to third, Lemon to second. Three on, two out, and the batter, Earl Batty. Down to the short in the second inning. Hitting 271. Catcher, right-hand hitter. Three men on, two out. Three men lead away with a windup, and the pitcher, Earl Batty, swung on and fouled back, strike one. He's just chopping that ball now. He's trying to meet it. Victoria leading off third, Lemon off second, Thornberry off first. Yankees three, Senators nothing. Duren goes to the rosin bag, and the runners move back. Now they all move off again. Duren gets the sign. Runners widen their lead. The windup. Here's the pitch, and Batty picks low outside. Nice save by Blanchard. 1-1 the count. And the backhand, that's it. One ball, one strike. Reno Victoria moves off third. Jim Lemon off second. They thrown Barry off first. The windup. In comes the pitch, and it is in there. Strike two. Slider got the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. The windup and the pitch is changed up and it's bounced foul down the third baseline. Bruin in that big motion threw the floater up there. One ball, two strikes. Two out, three on, two up in New York, fourth inning. Reno Batoya moves off third, Jim Lemon off second, Payne Thornberry off first. Dillon gets the sign from Johnny Blanchard. Time now asked for by Batty, granted by plate umpire Bob Stewart. Batty back in. One ball, two strikes, three men aboard. Dillon leaning forward, gets the sign for the windup. In comes the pitch, and Batty takes it outside the ball two. Two-two, Dillon tried off the mound, thought he had it. Two balls, two strikes. Count. Victoria off third, Lemon off second, Thornberry off first. The wind up. Here's the pitch, and Batty takes it low, ball three. Full count. And three men will be off and running with the pitch. Full count for the bases loaded. Going on third, Lemon on second, and Thornberry on first. Dillon gets the sign. Three men start to run, the windup, and the pitch. Low ball four. And a run is forced across the plate. Batty walks. Victoria scores. Lemon stops at third, Thornberry at second, and it's a 2-1 ball game. Batty has settled it with his 58th run batted in. And here now, Silly Controller, who replaced Johnny Sivey. He suffered a pulled muscle in the insertion of the right knee, just below the knee. Silly Controller, right hand batter, and the pitch is low outside, ball one. Controller hitting 204. Eli Gerber's been warming up. Three men on. Long. Now the windup by Durant. Swung on. High foul. This one. Long is getting under it. And makes the catch. And the side's retired. Control fouls out for Long. One run for Washington. Beat it. No Yankee errors. Three men left on. At the end of four innings of play, New York, two runs. Beat it. No errors. One left on. Washington. One run, two hits, one error, and three men left on. We pause for station identification.
At 1460 on your radio dial, this is Quality Martin, WOKO in Albany, New York. WOKO time, 18 minutes past 9 o'clock.
As the move to the fifth inning of the 2-1 game, New York leading, your host, the Brewers of Ballantyne Ale. The only ale that gives you the big, big taste that comes from Brewers Gold. Hope you'll try Ballantyne Ale. It's the genuine. Bill McDougal batting in the fifth inning. The pitch from Lee gets away, it's outside, gets away from Batty, ball one. McDougal grounded to short in the second inning. Richardson is on deck. Duren scheduled to follow, but we've got Eli Gerber still warming up, so they bat for Duren here in this inning. Don Lee's pitch is a curveball over. Strike one, one and one.
1-1 pitch. It's in there, strike two, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Now the delivery. Curve ball outside, 2-2. And 2-2 count. And the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, there's a high drive down the right field line. Thornberry goes over into the corner and makes a running catch for the out. One away in the fifth inning. McDougal's fly ball down the right field line, short of the fence, with 2 feet caught by Faye Thornberry. Bobby Richardson hitting 250. Down at the short in the second inning. Yankees leading 2-1 in the fifth. Right-hander Don Lee's pitch is swung on, bounced out to second. Controller to his right, grabs it close to first in time. Two away. Now Jesse Gonder will hit for Ryan Guerin. Jesse Gonder, G-O-N-D-E-R, left-hander hitting the rookie catcher. His contract was bought from Richmond. Lee's pitch swung on. There's a bouncer. Hit out to short. Grabbed the diver shallow. To flip the first in time. And the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of 4.5 innings of play, New York 2, Washington 1.
You like seafood? Well, the next time you're out and order seafood, make sure you ask for Ballantine Ale along with it. Because you'll find the big, big taste of Ballantine Ale adds extra zest to the delicate flavor of a broiled lobster, spicy shrimp curry, swordfish steak, any seafood on the menu. Refreshing, deeply satisfying, Ballantine Ale has been brewed for you to enjoy anytime, but especially at mealtime. This delicious, deep-flavored ale gets its big, big taste from Brewer's Gold, a rare strain of hops used exclusively in Ballantine's own true ale recipes. That's why Ballantine Ale is more than a thirst quencher, different than any beer. So why not try the big, big taste of Ballantine Ale with your lunch or dinner real soon and discover what a difference an ale makes.
Eli Gerber comes in to pitch for New York. Ryan Guerin had a four-inning workout, giving up two hits and one walk, all in the fourth inning. Struck out seven, allowed one run. Struck out the first 5 men he faced to tie the record. Held by Dazzy Vance, Lefty Gomez, Walter Johnson. Most strikeouts starting a game. Struck out Victoria, Green, Killebrew, Lemon, and Thornberry before batting out of the short for the third out in the second inning. Ryan receiving some work tonight, starting test. I'm wondering if he might shape up for youth in the World Series. Third game both as a starter and a reliever. His plan was working about 5 innings tonight. He went 4. And then to come back and use him in relief, possibly twice, certainly once, possibly twice before Sunday night. Raul Rosales leads off for Washington in the last of the fifth. Eli Gerber's pitch is in there, strike one. Yankees 2, Senators 1. Right hander Eli Gerber making his 24th appearance. Delivers. Ball is bounced to Richardson at third right at the bag. He throws over to first in time. One away. Don Lee will be coming up. Lee picked a very fine ball. He was overshadowed by the early spectacular pitching of Buren. He did not get two hits. A double and triple back-to-back by Long and Blanchard in the second inning. John Lee bats right-handed. Popped out in the third inning to Bobby Richardson. Eli Gerber to the windup. In comes the pitch. Swung on as it popped into very short right. And Google goes out. Andrick makes the catch. Merritt is just behind him. Two down, and here's Reno Victoria. Struck out. Single to center. Will work here tomorrow night. Yankees are home Friday night with the Red Sox, Saturday and Sunday afternoon. The pitch to Victoria, fastball low, ball one. One ball, no strike. And the 1-0 pitch. Then strike one, 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. The low outside bacon set. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. And the 2-1 delivery. It's low ball, 3-1. Danny Green is on deck. Victoria takes a look at third base coach Alex Clay. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on, bounced to it short. Charged by Kubek, and a big hop. He has it close to first in time. The side to side. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And at the end of 5 innings of play, the Yankees, 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors, 1 left on. The Senators, 1 run, 2 hits, 1 error, 3 men left on base. We have an announcement of some importance concerning the World Series. It will be very shortly, but in the meantime, may I tell you that football, remind you, is here with us. After the World Series is over, the football Giants will have their home opener at the stadium Sunday, October 16th at 2:05. There will be 6 big National League games. Tickets are available at the stadium and at Grand Central Ticket Office and the other Giants, football Giant offices. We also like to announce that the Gotham Bowl, New York's first season in a collegiate championship bowl game, will be played at Yankee Stadium Saturday afternoon, December 10th. Tickets will be available for the Gotham Bowl game in the near future. As we get ready to move to the sixth inning, it will be the top of the New York order. Kubek, Lopez, and Merritt. Johnny Pisoni, Jim Pisoni, has taken over from Manny. John Lee, who gave up a double long in the second. He scored on Blanchard's triple, and John scored in the relay in the third, hit him and bounced away. As otherwise, allowed only one man to reach base, Merritt, who walked in the first inning. The right hander to the windup, the pitch to Kubek, goes in there for a called strike. Tony batting 272. No balls, one strike. Now the pitch. It's inside, 1-1. A 1-1 count on Tony. John Lee's delivery. Swung on, hit in the air to left field. Lemon gets back and hauls it in. One down. Brubeck had batted out the first and taken a third strike in the first and third inning. Flies to left open the sixth. Here's Hector Lopez down to the third in the first inning. Line to short in the third. Batting 284. New York leading 2-1 in the sixth inning. The sixth grade curveball over, strike one. Don Lee's got pretty good motion. He hits you with either sidearm. A little bit of the underhand motion. Now it's on deck. The bat boy alongside him is taking the practice swing. Here's the underhand pitch going on and flies foul out of play back at first. A two-strike count on Lopez. Two-strike pitch, swung on and grounded foul down the confetti. Throw gets a hand for a neat play. Now the pitch, inside, ball one, 1-2. Two strikes. Here's the delivery. Swung on and fouled off out of play back at first. Then him reaching for that one. One ball, two strikes. Don Lee goes to the windup. Around comes the right arm. The pitch fastball is grounded foul down the first base line and through Ralph House. He's catching on an infielder. Cassetti gets on him. Again the pitch. Swing on it. Missed. Strike three. Got him on a let-up curve. Quick strikeout for Lee. Away. Anyway, 15 men in a row retired by Don Lee. Since Blanchard tripled back in the second inning. New York 2, Washington 1, sixth inning. Here's the delivery. Curveball over, strike one. Balls, one strike. And the pitch outside, 1-1. One ball, one strike. And the pitch is outside, the ball 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Don Lee taking his time, looking right straight down to the ground. Now looks into place. Goes to the windup and the 2-1 pitch. Maris takes it outside, the ball 3. One count. And the pitch. It's high outside the ball 4. Second walk is good by Lee. Both passes are good to Maris. And here's Jim Pisoni who replaced Mantle in the field in the fourth inning. And Jim's nothing for 3. away in the sixth. 2-1 New York. The pitch is in there, strike one, underhand fastball. Gets the runner. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Throw down to first. Maris back. Batty keeps it stepping lively. Pretty good underhand motion he's got. Not full submarine. That's what Carl Mays has showed in his day. Now the pitch. Swung on. Hit on the ground after second. Control up with it. Slipped on to Killebrew. And the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. At the end of 5.5 innings of play, New York 2, Washington 1.
At lunchtime, when you fans get together to talk over baseball scores or just business in general, that's when a bottle of cool, delicious Ballantine ale can taste mighty good. I'll tell you this, it sharpens your appetite, refreshes, really satisfies. And you'll find the big, big taste of Ballantine Ale adds extra zest to any meal on the menu. Deep-flavored, delicious Ballantine Ale with a big, big taste that comes from Brewer's Gold. This is a rare strain of hop used exclusively in Ballantine's own true ale recipe. Brewer's Gold makes Ballantine Ale more than a thirst quencher, different than any beer. So what do you say? Enjoy the big, big taste of America's favorite ale anytime. But especially at mealtime. And see what a difference an ale makes. Ballantine Ale with Brewer's Gold.
It's the last half of the sixth inning. Lenny Green, the leadoff, Harmon Killebrew on deck, and Jim Lemon to follow. Eli Gerber working on Leonard Green. The right hander to the windup. The pitch is in there. Yankees 2, Senators 1, sixth inning. Over to the windup, the Dodger, the left hand batter is right over. 2-2, fastball. Lane Green, and a count of 2-2. Eli Gerber picks over. Near the start of the fifth inning, goes to the windup, and the pitch changes up. There's line down the right field, line foul by a foot. Count holds at 2-2. Harmon Killebrew on deck, Jim Lemon to follow. Balls, two strikes. Green's had a pretty good year, hitting right at 300. The 2-2 delivery. High ball, 3-3-2. Now the payoff pitch. Outside, ball four. Lenny Green draws the walk, open the sixth inning. And the batter is Harmon Killebrew. Durham struck him out twice in the first and fourth inning. Ryan struck out 7 in the 4 innings he worked, striking out the first 5 men he faced. Throw over to first and Green's back. Green has stolen 21 bases. Eli Gerber to the stretch, throws over, and Green dives back in there. Gerber set. The pitch swung on and fouled to the left of the plate on the ground. Strike one. One strike count on Phillippe. Derby delivers. High ball one, one and one. One ball, one strike. Gerber all set. Here's the pitch. In there, third ball, strike two, one and two. A 1-2 count on Harmon Phillippe. Lenny Green on first base. Nobody out. Sixth inning. 2-1 New York. Good to the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on. There's a drive to deep right. Maris going back toward the fence and right field and makes the catch just short of the ball. Green retreats to first base. Phillippe sends Maris to the right field wall to take his long drive. Phillippe is learning to hit that breaking pitch away from him to out the field. And he does that. He's really going to be a terror. Jim Lemon coming up. Struck out and single to right. New York 2, Washington 1, sixth inning. Lenny Green leading away from first. Pitch to Lemon. Swung on and grounded foul down the third baseline. Strike one. On that right hand foot. Gerber looks in, gets the sign from Blanchard. Lenny Green leading away from first. Here's the pitch. And it's inside for a ball, one and one. A 1-1 count. Out to the deep round the left. Bodovich in the third base, guarding the line, turning two back deep and over towards the baseline. And Beagle getting right at second base. Ready for the 1-1 pitch. Here it is. And it's outside. Ball two. Good one. High and away. A 2-1 count. Balls, one strike. Eli Gerber delivers to Jim Lemon. Curveball over. Strike three. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Green leads away. Here's the pitch. And it's over. Ball strike three. Got him on a curveball over the outside corner. First strikeout for Gerber. And up comes Faye Thornberry. Struck out and walked. Now with two down, a steal situation is presented. Trailing by one. Green, who has stolen 21 bases, will bear extra careful watching. Gerber gets the sign. Green leads away. Stretch. Throws over. He's back. Ball bounced out of the glove out there along. Yeah. the stretch by Dover, Green with the lead. And the pitch. And it's low, ball one. One ball, no strike. A 1-0 count. Dover getting his time from Banks to the stretch. Green with the lead. Plays over, and he just steps back. Matter of fact, he would have fired that ball over there. Might have hit him. He sort of lobbed it over. Green again dances away. Another fast throw over, and he almost had him that time. He got back, grabbing the bag with a hand. Times asked for by Lenny Green. Fell down the dust, got up all covered with confusion. Dust off the uniform, and they're set to continue. One ball, no strike, two away. Lenny Green leading away. Go over to the stretch. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. And apparently, Thornberry thought Green was going because he swung at the ball way outside. Deliberately. You can see that. He just stopped at it. He's obviously trying to protect the runner. He thought he'd seen the seal sign. One ball, one strike. The stretch, Green with his lead. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled behind the plate. 1-2. A 1-2 count on Thornberry. 2-1 the score in New York. It's the sixth inning. One ball, two strikes. Dover ready. And stepped off the rubber. And it looks as if Green might have had an idea of moving that time. He went, took an extra step in his lead. Dover gets his time. Into the stretch. There he goes. And the pitch is swung on and missed. The throwdown was not necessary. It was a strikeout anyway. Kubek just took the ball. Shots off the field. A strikeout to retire the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. At the end of six innings, the Yankees, two runs, two hits. No errors, two left on. Washington, one run, two hits, one error, four left on. The New York Yankees will accept mail orders for a World Series game to Yankee Stadium, effective immediately. A limited number of box and reserved seats will go on sale by mail only. There will be no over-the-counter ticket sales. Mail orders will be limited to no more than two sets of World Series tickets for customers. Each set will consist of three tickets for the game scheduled at the stadium. This year, the series opens in Pittsburgh. The third, fourth, and fifth games, if a fifth game is necessary, will be played at Yankee Stadium. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, October 8th, 9th, and 10th. Providing there are no previous postponements. If the fifth game is not required, the necessary refunds will be made. World Series ticket orders will be accepted only from the Yankees' recognized home ticket territory. Ticket orders must be accompanied by a certified check, banker's cashier check, United States money order, or express money order. These are the only authorized methods acceptable to the Yankees, and no order will be honored if it is accompanied by any other type of payment. No telegraphic money orders can be accepted. The price of two box seats to the three World Series games at Yankee Stadium will be $63, $31.50 per box seat for the three games. And the price of two reserve seats for the Series games at the stadium will be $34.10. Bale Long hits the first pitch as we go to the seventh inning on a line to right field. It's grabbed by Thornberry for the out. Veteran City's mission taxes are including those prices. A $1 fee for mailing and handling must be added to each order. Checks and money orders should be made payable to the New York Yankees, mailed to Yankee Stadium. Johnny Blanchard at bat. Hits the first pitch, in the air, beats the right field, Thornberry goes over, and makes the catch. Two away. Any order is postmarked prior to this public announcement are being returned. All known regular quantity ticket buyers, including season box seat holders, combination plan ticket purchasers, and large order buyers, already have been sent applications, and their orders will naturally get priority. Joe McDougal at bat. The sixth and Don Lee is in there for a strike. 3-1 New York at the seventh inning. Long and granted, drive out to Thornberry. Lee hits the gill, swung on, bounced out to second. Controllo up with it. Off balance, flips the first in time. And the side is retired. Only one Yankee reached base in the second inning. Don Lee retired 18 out of the last 19 batters. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And at the end of 6.5 innings of play, New York 2, Washington 1. Standing room tickets at 420 each may be purchased in any quantity for a single game, not in set at Yankee Stadium, either by mail or at the stadium advance ticket office. Please specify the game and date desired when ordering standing room tickets. All remaining standing room tickets will be sold the day of the game at Yankee Stadium. Each receipt of $2.10 will be available only the day of each game at the stadium. Always available everywhere, Valentine Ale with a big, big face. Only Valentine Ale gives you the big, big face. It comes from Bill's Day, a rare strain of hop used exclusively in Valentine's own CAO recipe. You find a clean, green bottle of Valentine Ale tastes mighty good anytime. But for added pleasure, see how well the big, big face goes with your lunch or dinner. And then you'll agree Valentine Ale is more than a thirst quencher, different than any beer. To make sure you discover what a difference an ale makes, Valentine Ale, the Bill's Gold. Earl Batty leads off in the last of the seventh. One New York. Batty grounded to short and walked. Eli Gerber's pitch to middle outside. Ball one. Billy Controllo is on deck. And Zoe Vasallis scheduled a foul. The next pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strike. Batty takes a look at Ellis Perry. Get his time. Two balls, no strikes. Now the pitch. It's high, ball three, 3-0. Perry to both ends, Stacey. Left-hander and a right-hander. Here's the pitch to Batty. Gerber, strike one. Jim Cott, the left-hander. Sadowski, the right-hander. A 3-1 down on Earl Batty. Gerber's pitch. It's Gerber, strike two. Full count. And the payoff pitch. Swung on, grounded foul back to first. Count remains 3-2. Gerber, who has been in there since the fifth inning. Ryan Duren works the first four. Ready for the 3-2 pitch to Earl Batty. It is. And it's high at the ball four. That is up the wall. Second walk given up by Yoder, who's also struck out of bed. Jason Soto is the batter. The pitch is bunted, and Richardson makes the play to McDougal. He sacrificed. And Soto is out. Richardson to McDougal is covered first. Now we have the pinch hitter for Zoro Gonzalez. Becerra will hit for Versalles. Becerra, left-hand batter, hitting 256. Eli Gerber to the stretch, and the pitch, high ball one. Whether or not Don Lee remains in the game, completely this will depend on what Becerra does. Elmer Ballard is getting ready to grab the bat, come out, and the Lee be up next. Ready. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled to the left of the plate, out of play. A 1-1 count. Second base, 2-1 New York, 7 Cummings. Eli Gerber ready, here's the pitch, and Becerra swings and lifts the foul out of play to the left of the plate. A 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. Julio Becerra batting for Zoro Gonzalez. Batty moves off second. Now the pitch. And it's high for a ball. 2-2. A 2-2 count. Julio Becerra, who has good power to all fields. He's back to the plate at the moment, rubbing up the ball. Nice turn around, looks in. Batty on second. Gerber to the set. Here's the pitch to Becerra. He swings on a ball that bounced in the dirt, and he foul tipped it. Now that's an odd one. I've never seen, I don't recall ever seeing a man foul tip the ball. He swung at it. The first. Count remains 2-2. Real anxious and went for the bad pitch, but foul tipped it. Fouled it. Two balls, two strikes. Over to the stretch. Barry Lee drops second. One out. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back to the screen. Count remains 2-2. Two Miguel Barclay, batting for Zoro Vasallis. Here we get some time from Blanchard. Did you stretch? Checks the runner leading off second. Oh, batty. Here's the pitch swung on. There's a fly ball in the short center. Coming on fast is Sassoni, and he one-hands it. Throw to second base. Too late. Batty got back. Beautiful running one-hand bat by Jim Sassoni. He's playing deep center. Came racing in. Caught the ball and very short center. Two away. And now that forces Don Lee out, and Elmer Vallo will come up to bat for him. Elmer Vallo. Vallo set a new Saturday Major League record. In New York the other day. Most pinch hit appearances. It's the only second game that he's appeared. He's been charged with 66 times at bat. And the Vallo batting for Don Lee. Earl Batty on second. New York 2, Washington 1. Eli Gerber into the set. And the pitch, the left-hand batter, is into the dirt. Ball one. A 1-0 count. Mallow's had 17 hits. Even I get ready. And the pitch. It's in there for a strike. 1-1. One count. Batty moves off second. Eli Gerber delivers, and Vallo swings and bounces it to short. Up there with his two bets to throw on over to long in time, and the side is retired. No runs, no hits. No errors, one left on, and the third inning. The Yankees, two runs, two hits. No errors, two left on. Washington, one run, two hits. One error, four or five men left on. We pause for first night identification.
At 1450 on the radio dial, this is Quality Modern, WOKO in Albany, New York. WOKO time, 3 minutes past 10 o'clock.
You know, there's nothing like the dance of truly Valentine Ale, and it teams up with any of your favorite meals. Try the big taste of Valentine Ale. See the difference an ale makes. We're indebted to the folks here, the concessionaires. Part of the bar club run by Mr. Robertson. His wife sitting in the club box there, listening to our leader, Robertson, a great Yankee fan, and married somebody that with a Washington ball club from Wilkes in New York, or parents listen to Yankee games all the time. Mr. Tebow. That's in Buffalo. When the game's over, we have Valentine Hill. As we get ready to move into the eighth inning, we are back there. Plays in the game. He bats for his talent. And coming in the pitch is Ted Zabowski, a right-hander, making his ninth appearance. Billy Kinsella goes to short. Reno Victoria to second. Kennedy moves from first to third. Baltimore beat Boston today, 17-3, down the winner, they lost the loser. Plant one on, Hubert, Hampton one on, homering for the Orioles, Julie for Boston. Tonight, Detroit at Chicago, scoreless at the end of three innings, money and win. Cleveland, Kansas City, the latest start. In the National League, Pittsburgh 3, Cincinnati 1 in the sixth inning. Cheney against Turkey. It's good at a 3-1 homer in the first inning. Philadelphia 5, Milwaukee 3, then at 7 innings. Farrell for Roberts in the 8th. He plays for Jay in the 7th. Sandal homer in the 5th with 1 on. Cubs, Giants, Cards, Dodgers, West Coast starting time. Bill Salen comes up to pinch hit for Bobby Richardson in the eighth inning. Ted Sadowski hits. Fastball high, ball one. Salen batting for Richardson. The relief right-hander to the windup, and the pick swung on. There's a high fly ball to deep left. There goes Lemon digging, and the ball is going to go over the fence for a home run for Mo Salen as Lemon leaps and couldn't get the ball. A pinch hit home run for the Leafs. A high drive down the left field line that cleared the barrier inside the foul pole. Down getting a pinch hit homer. And it's 3-1 New York. Bill Salen getting his 26th homer and 90th run batted in. He's hitting 307, bases average up a couple points. The Yankees' third hit, all extra bases. Double is tripping a homer. Now Barra is hitting for Zerba. Sadowski hits the Yogi in there for a strike. The pitch to Yogi swung on as a drive into center, but it was going to be caught by Lenny Green. He makes the catch. One away. Salen Coleman is the Yankees 187th. They need three more to tie their own American League team total at 190. The Major League record. Reds and Giants, 221. Tony Kubek. Down to the first, took a third strike and drive to left. Hitting 271. New York 3, Washington 1, 3-8 inning. Sadowski sticks to Tony, inside, ball one. One ball, no strike. To deliver in there, strike one, 1-1. 25-year-old Ted Sadowski replacing Don Lee, who took two hit ball for 7 innings. The 1-1 pitch, Kubek swings and lines it out in the right field for a base hit. The throw comes quickly in from Thornberry. Kubek lines the single to right up from Hector Lopez. The ground is the third, line to short, and struck out. Don Lee, in 7 innings, allowed 2 hits, walked 2, struck out 6 men, allowed 2 runs. Long doubled in the second, scored on Blanchard's follow up triple, and Blanchard continued on home when the relay ends, with him sliding in the third and bounded away. The pitch is outside, ball one. Yeah. 3-1, New York, 8th inning. Right-hander delivers, and the pitch is outside, ball two. Kubek dropping pitch for a second. 2-0 count now on Hector Lopez. Roger Maris on deck. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch. It's inside the ball. 3-0. Nothing pitch. It's outside the ball four. Lopez walks, moving two back to second. And with Maris coming out, Chris will have the go, comes out of the dugout. And we're going to bring a left-hander in. Maybe Jim Cox, who was warming up.
Jim Cox will come in to replace the Dowsers.
The Dowsers worked a third of an inning. Giving up two hits, one walk, no strikeout, so far one run. And Ted Cox has come in to pitch to Roger Maris. Jim Cox. And the radio TV executive found in and said, Cox. That's Jim Cox. Jim Cox is a left-hander who earlier in the year beat the Yankees 5-4. April 27th, their first Major League win. And then, in June, he was opted out to Charleston and recalled September the 1st. That, by the way, is his only Major League win. And off that performance, and as a result of a schedule break at the time, Crystal Abigetto sent Cox back against the Yankees twice more, and he lost to them. On each occasion, he gave that home run to Mantle. One to him, one to New York. He's got pretty good stuff since 21 years old. The Dowsers depart, and Cox comes in. And boy, from Holland, Michigan, it's 6'4", 205. The ghetto talking with him. Chris has done a magnificent job this year. He always has done a good job, but he's seen unusually good results this season. A lot of rumors flying around about the identity of the next Giant manager, and his name has been put into the pot. He's been out that way, and I don't know whether he would be considered, I don't know whether he would accept. On the other hand, I'm sure he might. He didn't stop warming up, and Roger Maris will find Tony Kubek on second and Hector Lopez on first. I will give you the World Series ticket information once more before this ball game's over. Jim Cox taking his eight warm up pitches. Roger Maris walked in the first inning, lined the second and the third, and walked in the sixth. Batting 280. One run in the eighth inning on Stalin Pinchot Homer. Lead one New York, one out, eighth inning. Two back on second, Lopez on first. Left hander Jim Cox to the stretch. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled back to the screen, strike one. He took over the Mantle early in the game, Don Beck. Jim Cox to the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on, the ground ball hit back through the middle out over second for a base hit. Kubek turns third, comes in to score, and Lopez holds at second. Roger Maris singles to center, scoring Kubek. Driving in his 108th run. And here's Jim Cecilia. It is 4-1 New York. Lopez on second, Maris on first. Jim Cox to the stretch. The pitch to Pisoni, swung on and missed, strike one. his own appearance, rounded out the second in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on, there's a bouncer hit into the hole and three in the left field for a base hit. Lopez turns third, comes on in to score. Maris gets back to second. He rounded it. Lemon threw in behind him. Jim Pisoni singles to left. Goring Lopez. And it is now 5-1 New York. Three runs here in the eighth inning. Those three runs have charged to Sadowski. The two-man board now, the responsibility of Cox, giving up two singles. And here's Dale Long, doubled, took a third strike and flied to right. They pitch, swung on, there's a hit to the box, the throws to second for one out, throw back on his first, double play. Dale Long hit back to the box. Consolo took the throw and threw on the first to double up Long. Three runs for New York. Four hits. No errors for Washington. One Yankee left on. And at the end of 7.5 innings, New York 5, Washington 1. You know, we're always talking about home plate. But let me say this to you. Next to any home plate, you can't make a better choice than a glass of cool, delicious Valentine ale. Because no other drink goes so well with that good home cooking as Valentine Ale with the big, big taste that comes from Brewer's Gold. This is a rare strain of hop used exclusively in Valentine's own true ale recipe. You'll find Brewer's Gold makes Valentine Ale more than a thirst quencher, different than any beer. A drink that's refreshing, deeply satisfying anytime, but a special treat at mealtime. So see how the big, big taste sharpens your appetite. Add extra zest to fine food. Discover what a difference an ale makes. Valentine Ale with Bill's Gold. Bob Curley is coming in. Bob scheduled to work Saturday, but is coming in tonight. And Elston Howard is going back to the plate. Great boy, you're the third base. Luis Arroyo is warming up out there now. Eli Gerber went three innings and didn't allow any hits. He walked two and struck out two. Didn't allow any runs. Ryan Buren in four innings allowed two hits and one run. He walked two men with two on and two out. There's a run in. He struck out the first time then he faced. Started the game. 5-1 now. New York, it's the last of the eighth, and it's the top of the Senator order. Reno Pretoria with Lenny James on deck and Harmon Killebee to follow. Pretoria struck out, single to center, and grounded to short. Bob Curley to the windup, and the pitch outside, ball one. Curley last worked against Boston September the 23rd. Won the game 5-1. Went seven innings. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back out of play. Tony swings to wind up. Here's the pitch. Low fastball. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Thank you. looking for the sign to Nelson Howard. In the windup, and the pitch on its way to Petoia, swung on and fouled at the plate. 2-2. The ball spun up into the air off the foot of Petoia, and he grabbed it. A 2-2 count. Fastball is over. Call strike three. Curley got the fastball over around the knees. Now Lenny Green struck out in the first inning, lined the center in the fourth, and drew a walk in the sixth. Batting 299. New York 5, Washington 1 in the eighth inning. Delivery in there, strike one up around the ladder. About a 3/4 speed pitch. Outfield playing a little toward left with Green and center and left straightaway right. Curley's pitch on its way is high, and the count's 1-1. One ball, one strike. On Lenny Green. Bob Curley's delivery. Fastball is inside by the knees. 2-1. Harmon Phillippe to follow. Two balls, one strike. Curley's 2-1 pitch. It's low, ball three, 3-1. A 3-1 count. And the 3-1 pitch swung on and hit foul behind the plate. Howard moves back towards the screen, and he's got it. Green fouls out to Howard. Not too much room between home plate and the screen here. Up comes Harmon Killebrew. Struck out in the first inning and the fourth inning. Doing pitching for time. And a long fly ball to right field in the sixth inning off Gerber. Batting 280. Jim Lemon on deck. Curley pitch to Killebrew. Third ball outside, ball one. One ball, no strike. The 1-0 pitch to Killebrew. Fastball low, 2-0. Strike. Bob Curley goes in the windup. Here's the pitch. High, ball three. 3-0. Three balls, no strike. Swung on at the high fly ball down the left field line, going foul, and Lopez keeps trying and makes a one-hand catch in foul territory. He kept after it, tried to retire. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. It did still be the green light. At the end of eight complete innings, the Yankees, five runs, Six hits, no errors, three left on. Washington, one run, two hits, one error, and five men left on base. Tigers and White Sox were scoreless at the end of 4.5 innings, bunting and win. While the Orioles beat the Red Sox this afternoon 17-3, found the winner to lock the loser. Brant went on, Hebert, Hampton went on, homering for the Orioles, Healy for Boston. The Orioles and White Sox were deadlocked for second place at the start of tonight's action. So the White Sox will have to win to stay the rhythm for second place at the moment. Kansas City 2, Cleveland nothing at the end of the first inning. Herbert and Lattman. Senators and the Indians battling for fourth place. The Indians owning a game and a half advantage at present. In the National League, Cincinnati 3, Pittsburgh 3, end of 7 innings. Orlando Senior came in to relieve Bob Percy in the 7th. Tom Senior working for the Pirates, 6-2 at home in the first 2 on. Philadelphia 5, Milwaukee 3, end of 8 innings. Farrell relieved Roberts in the 8th, Pichet relieved Jay in the 7th. Crandall home in the 5th, 1 on. Cubs, Giants, Cardinals, Dodgers, coast time start. In the 9th inning, Yankees taking 11th win in a row. Senators taking to break a losing streak. Elston Howard comes up. Howard's first appearance, having relieved Vance Banker back to plate in the 8th inning. Left-hander Jim Cox pitch, swung on and missed. Strike one. Elston Howard batting 236. The 1, New York, first of the ninth. Jim Cox to the windup. And the pitch is high and away, by batted. Joe McDougal on deck. Here's the pitch, high and away, 2-1. New York 5, Washington 1 in the ninth inning. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on, hit sharply to short, back to Controllo off. He handles it, throws the first in time. And there's one away. Now up comes Gil McDougal. Blanchard had tripled, struck out, slide to right in his reappearances. McDougal grounded to short, slide to right, and grounded to second. Jim Cox goes to the windup, round comes the left arm, the pitch is low and inside, ball one. That was a wicked shot that Howard hit out there. And Solo caught it in the bed basket on this one hop. Back him up a step. Winded him briefly. The 1-0 pitch. It's over. Strike one. 1-1. One ball, one strike. One out in the ninth inning. 5-1, New York. They chop off the plate. Good third. They let the ball roll and it goes foul. Bob Stewart came running down from home plate and hollered foul. And with the fans not hollering much, you could hear him. Almost downtown. Thank you, my goodness. Probably heard Billy Consolo running over the short, hollering to Kilby, let the ball go. One ball, two strikes on McDougal. Now the pitch on the way. Curve ball over, call strike three. Two away in the ninth, and the batter will be Cletus Boyer. Cletus Boyer. Hitting 236. Coach has 13 homers this year and 42 runs batted in. The Jim Cox pitch. Swung on, lying out into right center for a base hit. And when the ball is bobbled momentarily by Thornberry, Boyer goes into second. Ball is lying in the right center. Pete turns first. Thornberry bobbled the ball momentarily. Would you check to see if they called that a double? There's Bob Curley coming up. Two down in the ninth, 5-1, New York. Jim Cox in the stretch. Now the delivery to Curley. Swung on, the little hopper to the pitcher. Grabs it. Throws on the first base in time. And the sign is retired. They scored Boyer a single, drive to right center, a double. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. At the end of 8.5 innings, New York 5, Washington 1. In the last of the ninth, it'll be Jim Lemon, Faye Thornberry, and Earl Batty. Next time you're eating out and decide to treat yourself to a thick, juicy steak, why not go a little bit further and treat yourself to a cool, green bottle of Ballantine Ale with your steak? You'll find no other drink goes as well with any of your mealtime favorites as Ballantine Ale, because it's the only drink that gives you the big, big taste that comes from Brewer's Gold. Ballantine's an ale with a refreshingly different, deeply satisfying taste all its own. So enjoyable anytime, but an added pleasure at mealtime. So make sure you discover why Ballantine Ale is more than a thirst quencher, different than any beer. Treat yourself to a big, big taste with your lunch or dinner or that snack, and see what a difference an ale makes. Ballantine Ale with Brewer's Gold. We'll give you the World Series ticket information at the end of the game. And we'll repeat it. Jim Lemon leading off in the last of the ninth. Struck out in the second, single to right in the fourth, and took a third strike in the sixth. So your late tuners in, Ryan Duren started tonight, went 4 innings, and gave up 2 hits and 1 run. Struck out the first 5 men he faced. Gerber in 3 innings, didn't allow a hit or a run. Curley worked the eighth and got 3 men out. Of the three face. Pitch is in there for a strike. Jim Lemon. Batting 267. Curly six. Low outside for ball, curveball. Well, Curry limbering up in the Yankee bullpen. One ball, one strike. And the next pitch is swung on, sliced high, a pop in the short right. McDougal goes out, and Gill makes the catch. One away in the ninth inning. Here's Faye Thornberry, struck out, walked, and struck out. Left-hand hitter, batting 250. Curley's pitch on the way is high, ball one. Earl Batty on deck. The two-strike pitch. One line foul back. I don't mean the two-strike pitch. I mean the 1-0 pitch. One count on Faye Thornberry. Here's the pitch. Foul back out of play. One and two.
Philadelphia game over.
How about Pittsburgh, Cincinnati?
One ball, two strikes.
Now, 36 on the way. They're going inside. 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. Curly delivers, and Thornberry swings and grounds it back through the middle in the center for a base hit. Thornberry holds up after the turn. Jim Cicconi tosses the ball back in. That's the Senators' third hit. That's two hits in the fourth inning. Victoria and Lemon. And Thornberry and Batty walk, fourth in a run. Earl Batty grounded to short and walked twice. Right-hand batter, hitting 271. Early to the stretch. They pitched the batter. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Philadelphia beat Milwaukee 5-3. Roberts the winner and Dave the loser. Here's the pitch to Batty. Low curve outside. 1-1 count. One ball, one strike, one out, one on. New York 5, Washington 1. That's the last of the night. Thornberry moves off first. Bob Curley to the stretch. Here's the pitch to Batty. Swung on and missed. Strike 2, 1 and 2. Billy Consillo on deck. Don Mitchell is at the bat rack. A 1-2 count. Now the pitch. Kingmare caught strike three. Batty caught looking. Don Mitchell will come up and hit for Consolo. Mitchell batting for Consolo. Started the season with the Senators, was optioned out, recently recalled, hitting 234. Mitchell, left hand hitter. Julio Becker on deck. Two outs, Thornberry on first. 5-1 New York, ninth inning. The pitch is high outside, ball one. One ball, no strike. Curly ready. Check the runner, Thornberry. Here's the pitch to Mincher. Ball low. Nothing. It was a fastball. Ready for the 2-0 pitch. Here it is. Swung on and missed. Strike one, good one. One strike. And the pitch. swung on and missed. Strike two, 2-2. The last of the ninth inning. Two balls, two strikes. Bob carries the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three, and the ball game is over. The Yankees win it 5-1 and win their 11th consecutive game. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. Bob Curley, who came in the last inning, strikes out three men. Gerber struck out two, and Durham seven. I'll give you the totals in a moment. In the meantime, I hope you enjoy the big, big taste of a crude golden glass of Ballantine Ale that comes from Bill's Gold. It's the genuine. So you better make sure you got a good supply of Ballantine Ale before our next game. Here's the World Series ticket information, and then we'll go to the totals. The New York Yankees will accept mail orders for World Series games at Yankee Stadium effective immediately. A limited number of box and reserved seats will go on sale by mail only. By mail only. There will be no over-the-counter ticket sales. Mail orders will be limited to no more than two sets per customer. As you know, they're sold in strips. You buy a ticket to the three games that are scheduled at the Yankee Stadium. Games 3, 4, and 5 if necessary. If a fifth game is not played, the money will be refunded and the instructions there on the ticket. When you speak of a set, you mean one ticket for each of those three games. Now, two sets per customer. Each set consists of three tickets for the game scheduled to Stadium. This year, the series opens in Pittsburgh, first, fourth, and fifth games at Yankee Stadium. Games 3, 4, and 5, scheduled for October 8, 9, and 10. If there is rain, of course, the games are postponed, but they remain games number 3, 4, and 5 if necessary. World Series ticket orders will be accepted only from the Yankees' recognized home ticket territory. Ticket orders must be accompanied by a certified check, banker's cashier check, United States money order, or express money order. These are the only authorized methods acceptable to the Yankees, and no order will be honored if it is accompanied by any other type of payment. No telegraphic money orders can be accepted. The price of two box seats to each World Series game at Yankee Stadium will be $63. That's $31.50 per box seat for the three games. Or $10.50 per game. But you must buy them in the trip. And you get the set or trip consisting of the three games, games 3, 4, and 5. Now, that's $63 total for two box seats. The price of two reserve seats for the series games at the stadium will be $44.10. Federal and city admission taxes are included. A $1 fee for mailing and handling must be added to each order. Checks and money orders should be made payable to the New York Yankees and mailed to Yankee Stadium. Any orders postmarked prior to this published announcement are being returned. All known regular quantity ticket buyers, including season box holders, combination fan ticket purchases, and large order buyers, already have been sent applications, and these are naturally the priority. Standing room tickets of $4.20 each may be purchased in any quantity for a single game at Yankee Stadium, either by mail or at the stadium advance ticket office. Please specify game and date desired when ordering standing room tickets. All remaining standing room tickets will be sold the day of the game at Yankee Stadium. And bleacher seats at $2.10 will be available only the day of each game at the stadium. The total of tonight's game, the Yankees 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors, and four men left on base. Washington, one run, three hits, one error, and six men left on. Ryan Burns started, went four innings, allowed two hits and one run, struck out seven, walked two, struck out the first five men he faced to tie the Major League record of most strikeouts in a game started by a pitcher, joining Dazzy Vance, Lefty Gomez, and Walter Johnson. Eli Gerber came on the fifth inning, but three innings, and walked two, struck out two, didn't allow a hit or a run. And Curley came on in the eighth inning, gave up one hit, no runs, and struck out three. The winning pitcher is Eli Gerber. He wins the sixth game, he's lost four. The losing pitcher is Don Lee, who went seven innings, allowed only two hits. In the second inning, Long doubled, Blanchard tripled, Long scored, and Blanchard scored in the relay to third, hit him and bounced away. And that was all for New York until the eighth inning, after Lee had been removed with pinch hitters. Scowen batted Richardson against Sadowski and Homer. Kubek singled, Lopez walked, and Cox came in to pitch the Maris to single to run home, and then Pisoni singled to run home.
Well, that winds up another Valentine's baseball broadcast. Tune in for more baseball tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. For now, this is Bill Creasy saying so long for Mel Allen, Phil Rizzuto, Patsy McFarland, and Pappy Durkin. And saying that's it for now from the Atlantic Refining Company and your Atlantic...